Party episode 510, I believe it is. First link up today is securi.net. So S-U-C-U-R-I.net. This is quite a strange one, really. There's been a lot of malware for the web sort of popping up recently to do with WordPress installations and various other websites that are getting either hacked because their infrastructure hasn't been updated, or various services that they use to host their web files have been either broken into, or you know, various ways that these sites are either getting broken into and redirected to elsewhere. Now, WordPress had a massive problem a few months back where a lot of these malware sites were being able to, you know, they find a vulnerability in something massive like WordPress, and you know, you've got all these installations across the web which are not up to date. They don't automatically update, which has always been a bit of a bizarre thing for me, wondering why they don't have like an automatic module to update to the latest and greatest. And I guess it comes down to the fact that, you know, some plugins are sort of written differently. It's one of the reasons why I really like Postgres. Anyway, there is a lot of companies popping up, and this one particularly stands out because a lot of people use this when the WordPress thing happened. And since I last pulled up their website, they've obviously been doing a lot of work. They have various packages now, Premium Business Network, the Beast, as they call it, for about $800 a year. I always worry about things like malware and virus scanning and all that sort of stuff, because I always think, well, you know, where are these people? Where are these malware suddenly coming from? Is it getting? Is it happening more and more? Is it more organized these days? You know, because they sort of go hand in hand. I always used to have a problem about Norton antivirus and all virus scanners in general on the PC, having to keep them updated, and I just. It does my head in. But now it's started, the malware has started to push more onto the web. There's more of these crews, organized underground crews, that are actually hacking certain websites. But these guys, they have a whole package for monitoring and alerts, scheduled checks on your website. They'll do site scanning. They can also monitor your DNS, your SSL certificates, and also your Whois records. Because obviously, if somebody hijacks your Whois, they can then request via email details about your account, then log in and do all sorts of stuff, which makes hosting on the web a real mess. So go and check them out. They're pretty cool. They're also on Twitter at @sucuri_security. Anywhere, somewhere, everywhere. Web integrity monitoring, detecting malware and changes to your website's DNS, Whois, and blacklisting status. Very cool service. Next link was Get Online Week. Between the 18th and 24th of October, there was this 3,000 events across the UK, and their aim was to get 80,000 people actually online. So it was quite a basic entry-level kind of point to get people online. They had like various videos and marketing materials and PR to allow people to understand how to use email, how to use various websites. We actually were a Get Online Week centre, but we didn't really get much promotion from the Nottingham Radio, BBC Nottingham, which was a bit of a shame. We sort of put the feelers out to them to say that we're here and we've got a place and we want it to be used. And we didn't get any sort of feedback whatsoever. We had the studio ready for people to use. And quite a strange thing that it never happened, really. But a great idea, great concept. I hope it happens every year. And it'd be good to actually have something like this monthly. I'd love to be able to have some sort of dropping centre for people, not just to make content media in the Fibercamp studios, but come and learn how to use various web tools. Next link is Wistia.com. We've been using Wistia now probably about 2 or 3 months, and they are, to me, the Vimeo. If you know who Vimeo are, if you don't, Vimeo are also a web hosting service, but they have, you know, this massive community background to them. Very, very nice, simple, clean UI. And Wistia is very similar, but they're enterprise class. That's the way I sort of treat them. They are Vimeo for business. Host, share, and track your video. One of the most attractive features about Wistia is the fact that they have great, great code bases for getting the player to play HTML5 video. So they take your video input, they convert it to formats that can play on mobile and iPad and iPhone. It's just fantastic. It's a great, great system. And I can imagine with the iPad doing conversions and putting all your titles in, you know, perfect for sharing videos within your intranet as well. One of the reasons that I like it, it's got heat maps, so you can see how long people have watched a video for, if they went over it again, you know, what sort of retention, how many page loads, how many people clicked play. There's a whole bunch of statistics in there which are really, really cool. It's nice with ScreenFlow, so if you're making screencasts like this, you can upload them straight to Wistia and put them in a group, and then you have like this fantastic playlist embed where all of your videos are in one player. So literally you update them or upload them to Wistia, it converts them into a format that can play on different devices, and you can embed it once and it'll work on the web and on the mobile, on the iPad. It's just a really simplistic, sort of lightweight, great design interface, and we love them a lot because they've been really, really helpful about web hosting for our video files, and we haven't really started to touch the surface yet. We're literally sort of gearing up each show until we get the design finished. So check them out, wistia.com. They've got really decent plans and services, and their technical support and customer support is fantastic. They already have quite a lot of high-level clients on there. They've got MapQuest, Cushman & Wakefield, Global Real Estate Solutions, Sonus Networks, and Nestle Nutrition. So I can imagine there's a lot of videos that Nestle put up. Next link is stubbornella.org has a bunch of stuff that made me sort of like go, oh, that's interesting. I don't really know a lot about object-orientated languages or GitHub that much because I am not a developer, but I sort of understand the concept of it. I've come across this recently about object-oriented CSS. So how do you scale CSS for millions of visitors or thousands of pages? So this idea of object-oriented CSS allows you to write really fast, maintainable, standards-based front-end code. It adds much-needed predictability to CSS so that even beginners can participate in writing beautiful websites. It's sort of the next level for me to look at in terms of CSS. I used to love CSS until it was sort of like, oh, this code doesn't work in that browser, and this is sort of defunct in that browser. I'm really making a push to experiment with HTML5 and CSS3 over the next 6 months as I'm sort of rolling out different social media projects. That will be one of my little things to do in the arc. More about the arc soon. Last link today is Schwab. Tara Hunt added me up on this. I think Tara Hunt is one of the co-creators of this service. Very similar to Swipely, if you know what Swipely is. This is a way that whenever you purchase something online and you've got a receipt via email for that purchase, you can add that to Schwab, and you can do various things like sharing it with your social grid, but also you can get comments back from your friends about those products. This is one of those sites where, you know, you start talking sociably about the purchases that you make online. And we like Tara anyway, so definitely want to watch out for it. It's in beta at the minute. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on there of things that you can submit. You basically send an email to wow@schwab.com, and it takes that order, and it puts it on their site, and then you can do all sorts of exporting stuff and conversation around that purchase. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.